Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the Old Testament book of Numbers. Now to Pastor Chris.
Numbers 20 on Through the Word, and we are back in familiar territory. Verse 1 tells us that the Israelites are in Kadesh. If that doesn't ring a bell, think back to chapter 12. Kadesh is at the edge of the Promised Land, the very place where the 12 spies made their report, and the Israelites got scared. They just couldn't trust God at his word, and they were sent back into the desert. Now the 40 years is almost done, but have the Israelites learned their lesson? After all, wisdom and faith do not always come with age. Now you may have noticed that we seem to hit the fast forward button here in Numbers. We had lots of stories for the first year in the wilderness. But once the Israelites refused to enter, there just wasn't much story to tell. That's the life of unbelief, wandering around until your bodies fall in the desert, and not much noteworthy to record. Except, of course, for the obituaries, as with Moses' sister Miriam in verse 1. But there is another generation. They are still destined for the Promised Land. They are still training for a future and a hope. Let's see how they're doing in verse 2. Now there was no water for the community, and the people gathered in opposition to Moses and Aaron. They quarreled with Moses and said, "If only we had died when our brothers fell dead before the Lord. Why did you bring the Lord's community into this wilderness, that we and our livestock should die here? Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to this terrible place?" Well, things aren't looking much better. In fact, I think I've heard this story before. Didn't we already cover the no water, we're all going to die bit? We sure did, in Exodus 17, almost 40 years back. And if you watch their words, the reaction here is almost identical. They haven't grown at all. This should hit home. We all think we'll be better when we get older. More faith, more wisdom. But it doesn't always happen. Everyone grows older, but not everyone grows up. Time alone does not make you mature. It just takes you further down the road you started on. So how do you know if you've grown up in the faith? Watch your reactions. When you get hit with the same trial you did a year ago or a decade ago, do you respond differently? Do your words reflect a deeper faith? For the Israelites, they just wouldn't get the lesson. They were thirsty. God provided water. They were hungry. God provided manna for more than 14,000 days in a row. God came through again and again, but they still couldn't trust. Every time a real trial hit, the Israelites turned into Bill Paxton in Aliens. "Game over, man. We're all gonna die, man." I'm not endorsing the movie. I'm just saying. So the people are thirsty, and they do what they always did, complain. And Moses and Aaron do what they always did, pray. I like that. And God does what he always did. He answers. Verse 7, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community, so they and their livestock can drink.' So Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence, just as he commanded him. He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, 'Listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock?' Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, 'Because you did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land I give them.'" Whoa, wait a second. What just happened? Did Moses and Aaron just lose the Promised Land? 120 years old, 40 years in the desert, and did Moses and Aaron just lose the Promised Land? What happened? This is one of the hardest lessons of the Old Testament. Moses is one of the all-time great heroes of the faith, humble and faithful in all God's house. But he missed out on the promise, the earthly one anyway. But why? To whom much is given, much is expected. Moses and Aaron were given much. But what exactly did they do wrong? In verse 12, the Lord explained, You did not trust in me enough to honor me as holy. That was it. The root of the problem was lack of trust, unbelief. You cannot follow God if you don't trust God. But how was this a lack of trust? Read the story carefully. Moses and Aaron didn't follow God's instructions. When you trust someone fully, you follow. No trust, no follow. In verse 8, the Lord said, "Speak to the rock." In verse 11, Moses struck the rock twice. God still brought the water because God is faithful, but Moses got it wrong. What's more, God wasn't angry with the people. Moses nearly chewed them out. "Listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock?" It was reasonable because Moses was angry. But James 1 reminds us that man's anger does not accomplish God's righteousness. What man's anger does do is make you think everything is about you. Notice Moses said, "Must we bring you water?" Moses took credit for God's work, and worse yet, Moses misrepresented the Lord. God was merciful. The people didn't deserve mercy, but that's God. Christian, when you present the gospel of God's mercy and spew out frustration and anger, you misrepresent God, and that's serious. Moses didn't trust, and he did not honor God as holy in the sight of Israel. Now, what Moses probably didn't realize is that he was also misrepresenting typology. 1 Corinthians 10 tells us that the rock that brought water was Christ. Jesus said, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink." Jesus is the rock, and the rivers of water are the Holy Spirit. Back in Exodus, the rock was struck once, and it delivered water. And Jesus was struck down, but he died for us just once, and that was enough. He did not need to be struck down again and again. And so, God's direction to Moses this time was to speak to the rock. Jesus has already paid the price, so the only thing necessary for us is to speak our confession of faith. And if you thirst for the Holy Spirit, just ask for it. So when Moses struck the rock this second time, instead of speaking, he messed up the whole picture. So Moses and Aaron missed it. Just as sure as God's word is true, Aaron dies before the chapter is out and before the promised land. They waited for so long, but they lost their trust, lost their cool, and they missed the promise. Take this one to heart. Hebrews 10 says, "You need to persevere, so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised." Hold on to faith and trust God to the very end. For now, read Numbers 20 and be encouraged. It is a sober warning, but know that God is still gracious, even to Moses. In the end, Moses makes it into the promised land. Not in that life, no. But skip ahead to Matthew 17 on the Mount of Transfiguration, and guess who shows up? Moses. And guess where that mount was located? In the promised land. God is still faithful, even when we are faithless.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener supported, so thanks for giving. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries and pastor of Refuge Long Beach in Long Beach, California. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.